Part two. Still here with Sean Smith. Sean, you were talking about the kinds of accessibility issues that we're dealing with.
Yes, there's a range of issues that we would need to talk about. It's not just mobility, of course. Some people would think of disability about people in wheelchairs. That's an important element, but yeah. There's other important elements to it as well. Visual impairment is certainly one. Using products such as JAWS software, people with no sight at all quite happily use systems. Yeah. We have in our department something like 50 JAWS users, people who would work with the screen turned off doing tax processing work and similar. We have something like 450 Dragon users, people with RSI or arthritis who find using a mouse difficult. That's a much more difficult area. It's a great product in many ways, but it is difficult to use. So we do try to deal with the range. As I say, dyslexia, dyspraxia, there's a whole range of cognitive impairments as well, for which there are tools. So it's important. I think it'll take us in another couple of directions. I would want to point out that disability is a big issue for the country. I think the figures are something like 80% of people without disabilities are in employment. It's down to something like 40% if you're disabled. Okay. If you've been disabled for less than a year, well, okay, maybe there's a 6% of those people would be in employment. Yeah. But for more than a year, it drops down to 40. There are lots of people out there who find it difficult to find work. If they're disabled, people don't take them on. And that's because they don't understand disability. They're frightened by it. We try to promote a business case. We and a group of other public and private sector organisations we work with, BT, Lloyds, Sainsbury's, we're in a group together which Steve Lamy, who's a member of the HMRC board, chairs a group sponsored by the Employers Forum. We're trying to promote a business case that says it's not just about meeting the law. There's positive reasons for employing disabled people. It's good business sense. Not only for the disabled people themselves, and because we want to have good quality people recruited into the department, we want to retain people, we want our service to build up. Because if you make systems well enough for disabled people to use it, it's actually better systems for everyone to use.
Yeah.
The kind of urban myth example is Tesco's, who did two websites, one for the general public and they did one for their disabled customers. Mm. They found that so many people were using the one for the disabled customers because it was simpler to use that they turned off the first one.
Wow.
There's a business case in that sense as well. Part of what we do as this wider group is to try and influence the industry. Bring messages to Microsoft, SAP, Oracle, whatever. People really haven't, buyers of software, haven't really brought accessibility to their attention before. They're not unsympathetic, but we can persuade them, they're willing to be persuaded if not commercial pressure there, to start building accessibility into their products or to build it in a more professional way. We don't think their products so far are as good as we'd like them to be, so that's good. Secondly, we are working with Brussels, trying to influence international standards. There's work going on in Brussels to produce a good set of accessibility standards which don't really exist in the world for non-web. So it's not just us, it's a problem for the whole world, which is why sitting here today raising awareness is part of my job.
Sean, thank you so much. Interest in CS Live has been finding people who are passionate about what they do. The kind of thing that doesn't get communicated through a brochure.
Right.
And hearing you talk about this, and it is such a big issue, and it's one that's so often overlooked, infuriatingly so, that it's great to know that that people like you are in there raising these issues and changing policy so that they become the standards, rather than the exception.
For us to learn, we've got an awful lot left to do. We're not complacent at all, but we are doing our best.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.